Recent economic indicators show that Jamaica's performance is progressing steadily. Unemployment is down, inflation is down, and Jamaica's dollar is gaining value against its US counterpart. Economist and lecturer at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Andre Houghton, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to weigh in on the potential benefits of the recent economic gains.
When we entered this IMF agreement, it was really to get these economic numbers, these figures in order, so that we can focus on real economic activity. We already knew from day one that we didn't have the fiscal space in the budget to really inject into growth and development projects in the first place, which is why the aim was to reduce the debt to GDP ratio, get a better NIR balance, narrow the gap between imports and exports, which we have done thus far, and also keep inflation within a very, very minimal bound. What is happening now, exchange rate, we're seeing where it depreciated less last year than did in 2013, which is a plus, because many people anticipated that we might have entered a currency crisis in 2014,
which we did not.
So that's a plus for us. I mean, overall, the business platform is improving, and people are getting a better feel of what is going on now and getting a better understanding that, yes, we need to improve these figures. Inflation needs to maintain a minimal bound. You see where gas prices have been falling because of the falling in price of oil globally. And what this means is that prices, remember that oil enters most production processes. So the cost of, say, how much KFC produces its chicken for must fall because gas price, which is an input.
Yes, an important input.
Falls. Mm. So what we really want to see
is better inflation outcomes this year.
Yes.
Because the fall or the stability in the oil market is expected to hold.
Yeah. And remember, it's a futures market. So we've been seeing this decline in price since early January last year. Mm. So the real effect, if it takes place with a lag, should take place this year. So we're expecting to see lower inflation, and what we want to see is firms really absorbing this lower cost into their production process
and not just passing it on to consumers. Because certainly if the increases are traditionally passed on then the decreases ought to pass on similarly.
And that's it for most developing markets. They are characterized by what we call asymmetry, wherein firms pass on all the costs that they absorb whenever prices increase to consumers. But the benefits that they receive when prices of inputs fall, they tend not to pass them on to consumers. And it's really a selfish approach towards economics, because it depends on your elasticity of demand for the firm. If when you increase price or you decrease price, your demand don't really change, then some firms won't want to change their price. But if you can drop your price by a very small amount and your demand increase by
then it's in the interest of the company to do that.
To really understand the elasticity of demand.
So enlightened self-interest should spur them to pass on the
decreases. Because that will also help them to maximize profits, because if you don't understand your demand and demand for your product, how prices really influence the demand.
But Andre, there are many persons who, when the finance minister and others talk about things moving in the right direction, interest rates going down and the other rates such as the balance of payments and current account deficit figures moving in the right direction, they say, but that doesn't really affect their lives at all. These numbers don't really affect them. What's the connection between the economic indices going in the right direction and their social needs?
Yeah, basically, you won't see a direct impact at the onset with changes or improvement in certain social services or improvement in the standard of living whenever these indicators are improving. But what is happening is that if the indicators improve, it improves the potential of the country to move towards better services.
Economist and lecturer at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Andre Houghton, in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.